interviewer is Frank T. Hilton. Charles, what do you remember about when you got into scouting? When did you join scouting?
Well, I joined since I was 12 years old. I think at that time, you had to be 12 to join scouting, didn't you?
Yes. When was that?
That was then, about 16th of September.
1926. It'd be the spring of 1926 is probably when you joined.
Yeah.
When Bryce was Bryce Draper here at the time.
I think it's when you first came here.
You're probably about 12 and a half because you came in here in about March, February, March of that of 1926. You know what troop you were in?
I was in 52.
And where did they meet?
Where did they meet? First Christian Church.
Same First Christian Church that's downtown now, or was it?
Well, there? Of course, the church has built a new church since then. It's just, well, the old church is just south on the corner of Harris and Old.
In other words, where the vacant parking lot is where the old church
back
is.
The church across the avenue.
What did the church look like? Was it a wooden building or?
No, it was a stone building. I had pictures of it. That column is one of the things.
Did y'all meet in the basement or? In the rec room, or?
Well, as I remember, I think we met most of the time in the room off of the main sanctuary.
Was, how big was the troop?
Well, I don't remember exactly. I would say it was probably 20, something like that.
You know who your scoutmaster was?
Cullen Cole.
Cullen?
Cullen Cole.
What did he do for a living, did you know?
He had a bicycle cycle shop. He repaired bicycles and motorcycles. Well, I don't know, not motorcycles, but scooters and things like that.
Do you remember some of the other members that were in the troop?
Yeah, quite a few of them. His son, Taylor Cole, was in it. And later on, I think another son of his, Elbert Cole. And then Ralph Logan, J.T. Henderson, George Delker. Gordon Buttery.
Was his brothers in the troop?
Well, Edmund, I'm sure Edmund and James were later. They were a little bit younger.
How long were you in scouting?
Well, I was pretty active in scouting through the summer of 1932.
When y'all went to the Olympics out in California, and then pretty well.
I went off to school the year before that, and well, I was waiting for Angelo most of the time for the next 20 years, about 18 years.
I find that true of most of the guys that were in scouting in that time. They all left and went to college, and it was 15, 20 years before they came back.
That's right. And not very many of them came back. Most of them, at that time, a lot of them were gone. Most of my friends had moved away.
When you were in that scout troop, do you remember anything that y'all did as a troop? Camping trips, or wherever you go hiking, or?
Well, we, several times, we hiked out, well, just above where the Masworthy Dam is now. Of course, it wasn't there then.
Did they have a name for it?
Well, I think they called it the 7 Mile Bridge is where it was.
that where the four-lane bridge goes across Lake Nazareth now? That seemed to be a very popular place to hike out to and go camping. Was there any particular reason for that?
Well, not that I know of. There's several good swimming holes around on the river, and
did y'all?
There's little kind of hills and mountains around it. Not mountains, but
hills
that we climb.
Seemed like each troop had their own favorite swimming hole that they hiked to.
That's probably true.
Do you remember what y'all did on these hike trips, or what you ate, or anything of that nature?
Well, we always cooked out. I don't remember particularly what it was. I guess it was over campfire, where we probably had wind and things like that. I just don't remember.
I noticed that most of the hikes they took, they seemed to leave late in the evening and come back in the dark. Was there any reason for that?
Well, most of the time when we went out late in the evening, we'd spend the night and come back the next day. But occasionally, once or twice, maybe went out and came back at night. And I don't know if there's any particular reason for it.
Just had to be home that evening, I guess.
I guess, I'm not sure.
You went to some of the summer camps that they had, Christova, Camp Geronimo 1, which was early in the summer. Did you go back that summer to Geronimo 2 that they had just four camp open at the same place?
Yes, I did. As a matter of fact, I think I went up and made all the summer camps they had between the time I was in and the time I left in 31.
What do you remember outside the fact that, from what I read, it seemed to rain every time they had a summer camp?
Well, it did. The one that I remember most, it was actually we were counselors more than lifesavers on Girl Scout camp down, I think down in Pickett, around Sunset or somewhere down.
Yeah, down there near Menard.
It really rained on that one. But.
Well, you must have stayed over. They had the Boy Scout camp, and then the campfire girls came in after the Boy Scout camp. Y'all stayed there and served as counselors. What did you do as a counselor?
Well, lifesavers and helped them any way we could. And I think Jeff Draper was, he may have been pushing.
Yeah, Elizabeth Fowler. What can you tell me about the summer camps? What do you remember about them? What y'all did, or ate, or?
Well, I always remember how much we worked around the camp that we set up. We flat up some logs and whatnot, making beds. A
lot of inspections.
Yeah, we had lots of inspections.
Did all the kids stay in one tent?
Well, about six, I think most. Around tents fell about 6 to 8, depending on how many. Sometimes we had just one tent, other times we had three.
Do you remember anything else? I was expecting the whitewashing. What y'all do for activities?
Well, swimming was a big part of it. We twice a day, go swimming, had contests and swimming, diving.
You ever play water polo?
No, yes, quite a bit.
Do you remember, you apparently became a lifeguard as you got older, do you remember?
Yes, I have. Red Cross lifesaving.
Who else who used to help you lifeguard?
Well, I think Ralph Logan did, Son Belker, I'm sure did. I think Harry Logan. I don't know, there's any number of us have had courses in lifesaving.
Do you know where that camp was near Menard? Anybody, did you know the name of the guy's ranch or anything of that nature?
I am not sure. I used to go down to Menard quite often to I think the name was called the name of the ranch that his dad owned it.
They had Camp Pioneer, the year before that, and it was held over Madsworthy, or what is now Lake Madsworthy. Do you remember anything about that camp? It was right at 7 Mile Bridge up and down that thing.
Well, that's the only thing that I really recall about it, is hiking up in the little hill looking at the rattlesnakes, and we did catch any number of them. And I can remember Jerry Nippon was the only one that was grabbing with his hand, and he was maybe a year older than that. The rest of us used for six parts to get them. And but just, I don't remember anything other than that on that particular channel.
You remember what the dining halls looked like, that they, how they were built?
The dining hall?
Where you ate?
Mm-hmm. I don't remember any.
Were they posts with canvas over them, or were they, they built one at every camp.
Did
they had a place where they cooked and a place where they ate, and I was wondering what the dining halls looked like.
I really don't remember.
They sat on benches and
until,
tables.
Until the car on the built thing. Incidentally, I worked out there all one summer time that they built that little building.
That rock building out there? When was that?
Well, I've been trying to think what summer it was, and I absolutely can't think. You know when it was first built?
I'd have to look on the the little deal. I know they went out the first time in 29, but they camped down by the spring.
Yeah.
And then it
seemed to me like it. I can't. I'm almost positive it had to be either the summer of 31 or 33 when the building was
Well, do you remember whether it was before or after you went to California?
That's what I can't remember. I went to California in 32, and I think it was either the year before or the year after, but I'm not positive of that.
That was a summer job for you to help?
Well, we just helped. I mean, pay. We
just did it.
Volunteers. Back in fact, even the main workers, the carpenters and masons and everything else, I think it was all volunteer workers.
You, Camp Conley, that they had up near Carlsbad, they had those up there for 2 years, the only camp that they were at for 2 summers in a row. What was unique about it, or what? They built some fairly permanent buildings up there.
Well, I went to both of them, and then I guess the Campfire Girls and Girl Scouts both found that the council was there. One of them, I can remember, two of them, his name Myers, something. He had a little biplane, came out and landed in the hill across there, and two of them went up and with him and took an airplane flight. I think the first time I was ever in an airplane.
Was that at Camp Conley?
Well, it was Conley out at near Carlsbad.
Yes.
I can't remember the name of it.
The Girl Scouts would camp on that camp. The Campfire Girls camped downriver from the boys about a mile or two, and they both were there
at
the same time. And you said you were a member of the Zocas, Knights of Zoca. When did you join?
I joined just as soon as I was eligible. We had to be 15, and it was organized about, I don't think, quite a year before I was 15, maybe 7 or 8 months.
Do you remember anything about the Zocas, or why it got started, or anything of that nature?
I think Bryce Draper just was the one that thought it all up and organized it. Originally, the members, there were five members.
That started it? And who were those members?
Well, I know I've been trying to think for a long time. I'm sure that Dwight Hunter, Harry Logan, Jake Wardlow were three of them. And the other two, I'm not sure. I think Harrison Trotty was one. And Harold Albert may have been, or Lloyd Midland may have been. But not all of them were, because there were only five.
Well, how many were in it when you joined?
Well, I imagine about maybe eight of them reached 15 before I did, so I imagine there was somewhere around 20 in it when I was young.
Do you remember any of the things that y'all did as a member of the Zocas? you were still members of your troop as well as being members of the Noble.
Yeah, we still members of the troop.
You remember any of the parties or any of the activities?
Well, we had lots of activities and had quite a few really big dances. We had famous orchestras here quite often. At that time, it was popular in some of the better orchestras in the country were here. We had them come down. I don't remember just some of them. Vincent Lopez, I know, was here. And Jan Garber, I believe, was. Little Jack Little was.
And they played for y'all's dances?
And we had dances. Most of them were sponsored by Zolkins, but was brought here by Maurice, who had Maurice shop, Maurice Roberts.
How long did the Zolkins last?
Well, they lasted up until, again, I don't know much about them after 1932, but when I came back here in 47, I guess it was, they were still active.
Had it become an adult of them?
They were kind of a different club, I think it was, when it first started. I just don't know too much.
You're just aware that it was still around when you got back. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Do you remember how you were initiated into the Zolkins?
Well, I remember. It was quite an initiation and all that. What it not like now, I remember turning to them when we were at the Texas. And it wasn't that type of them from initiation. I mean, they were rough on us in fraternities, but it was real interesting. They did lots of things that were new. And to me, I mean, they were new.
Right. Different from what they would do today.
All quite different. Yeah, there wasn't any haze or anything like that. Of course, there wasn't a fraternity at that time, but not as bad as it had been lately.
You remember the kite contest they had in San Antonio? Did you ever participate?
What
the kite contest?
Yeah, I remember one. I think I only participated in one. I know we had blades on the tail trying to cut down others. I never was too good at it. But I did fly kites a lot, not particularly in that
contest.
Well, I used to, when I was younger, it seemed like it was just miles and miles I'd let them string out. I'd have balls, rounders.
Two or three feet.
Once or twice they'd break off and fall away over on the other side of the river from where I was, on South Davis. Horsemen and kites end up in wires and trees way over, and I had to quit business. And they'd quit.
You got your eagle, didn't you?
Yes.
You remember when you got your eagle?
No, I really don't. It was later on.
Before you went to college? After you got back?
I think it was just before I went, but I think it was along about 1930.
You remember anything about the ceremony? Where it was held?
It was held in the courthouse, the Dominican County Courthouse. In the main district judge's room where they held all the I can't remember.
Were there other scouts getting their eagle at the same time as you did?
I think I was the only one at that time. I guess I must have been 16 or 17 before I was got. I know that to be a member of the Zolkins, you had to be a star scout. Well, I was a light scout for a long time, and quite a while before I went on to the Eagle Scout.
What are some other things that you remember? You remember the Scout Village? What they call the Log Cabin Village?
Oh, yes, I remember that quite well. We did a lot of work and had a good swimming hole down there and built a walk bridge across the river.
Tell me about the swimming hole. What facilities did they have there?
Well, we didn't have any facilities other than just a diving board and whatever.
Was just one diving board, wasn't one on top of the other on a tower or anything, was it?
I seem like it was a small tower. I think maybe a
lookout tower.
Yeah, where the lifeguard was sit. But I don't remember too much about that, but it was a good swimming hole.
Did y'all swim there all the time? Or
quite often.
Where were the dressing rooms that were down there?
Well, I think, if I remember, we used our own log cabin.
To change in?
I think so. I'm sure we did.
They had a place where you could take showers.
I guess it did. I don't know too much about it. I'm sure they did.
Would you describe your troop cabin? What it looked like, what you remember of it? They were made of split logs.
Yeah,
porch.
Split logs. There was one large room, and I just can't remember. It seemed like it might have been two small rooms off the one large room.
Control rooms? Was there a raised platform at the end of the range that they stand on when they gave demonstration for the cost of the kids or anything?
I don't remember that. That's a long time.
Do you remember what the playing field looked like that y'all played games on out in front of the cabin? Between the cabin and when you look out the cabin towards the river,
yeah.
What do you remember playing out there?
I know we played softball.
Was there a track to run around on or anything like that?
I don't remember one if there was. Was
the baseball diamond anything, was it made up or was it just like most sandlot baseball?
It wasn't the sandlot baseball. It wasn't even.
Didn't even have a catcher's deal behind the
field.
Just place marked off. Are there any flagpoles or anything, or council rings or anything?
Well, there was a large flagpole somewhere along about the center of the
field.
Five log cabins in one area.
Yeah.
East of Cornheim, I guess it was. Of course, Cornheim at that time didn't go through, didn't have a bridge across the river. It dead ended.
And then they had a one down, Troop 7 had their
way
down
the
mammoth house, as they called it.
Yeah, there were two, I remember, in that area.
Was there anything between those two cabins and the rest of the cabins, just open ground?
Just open ground, but I don't think there was anything.
Ever built or put in that area?
I don't remember.
You remember going up to Tate's grocery store there on the corner?
I remember the grocery store in there for ages.
Y'all used to go up there and buy stuff?
I'm sure we did. I don't remember very too much, but I know a lot of times it was various different ones. You get up to the store, you get candy and whatnot.
Did y'all ever have any field meets or anything there at the log cabin village?
I can't remember having one there. We had one that I definitely remember was down at the old fire station.
The one that was across from the courthouse?
Yeah, across the courthouse. It had an area out there on the corner of Harris and Moore, right next to the old central fire station. And we had quite a program there at one time. All the troops were competing against each other. As a matter of fact,
Neil Sanders, Scoutmaster. Who was your Scoutmaster that you remember?
Colin Cole was the only one
that you had.
As long as I was active in Scouts, so he was a Scoutmaster. I think the only one that I remember.
Was he pretty well liked?
Yes, he was very well liked. He was quite a weather forecaster for all his life. He predicted the weather, and he was pretty good at it.
Do you remember Lewis Houston that was a scoutmaster?
Lewis Houston?
to work at the scout camps. And don't remember.
For Lewis Houston.
You remember any other of the...
The ones that, like, sponsored, I mean...
Leaders that you...
Well, of course, Mr. Crotty and Mr. Schubert were always very active on all the camps and everything else. Bib Fowler's brothers, Ike Fowler and Wick Fowler, were here at most camps. Ike especially was quite a great swimmer and diver. Wick, he ended up, I think he's one of the Wick Fowler chili thing.
Right. He's now deceased. I don't know whether the other brother is living or not. You knew Bryce Draper. What can you tell me about Bryce Draper? About his personality, how he dressed?
He dressed real well and he had a very outgoing personality. Bryce was... he was really a close friend of mine. Always was. I don't know. For some reason, down to say 29 through 32, I seemed older than quite a few of them. And I ran around with ones that were anywhere from 2, 3, 4 years older than that. And I got to know Bryce real well, even after he left here.
Well, what did he do?
Several times in San Antonio and Austin.
Well, tell me about him. I'm trying to get some background on him and his personality and what he did and his mannerisms and
quite an organizer, right? I think he was the first one to start the businessman Bob Class here. He had more to do with starting that than anyone else, as I remember.
Was he a religious person?
Well, he was. His dad was he had a religious background, and as I say, he was one of the organizers. Had more to do with organizing than anybody last year than anyone else.
When you say he dressed, was he dressed in civilian clothes or always wore a scout uniform?
Well, he wore a scout uniform most of the time. I don't know. But he dressed well.
I understand that he had a loan company here, and he did automobile repair, and bought and sold cars while he was here in San Angelo. You don't remember it anyway. All you remember is what he did.
If he did that, news to me. I don't think he did. And where'd you get that?
That's just what some people have told me. The reason you know him, I'm trying to find out whether this in fact is what happened or not.
Well, I'm telling I don't remember being involved in.
I do know that he and Mr. Schubert tried running a private camp down here in Ranch down in San Saba.
That's the one I was trying to think of earlier. I was on the river ranch quite often. And they had a cabin there on the river. And Mr. Schubert and Bryce Draper were down there quite often, went down on a fishing trip. And I was there 3 or 4 different times. And Sam Schubert was there quite often with his dad. And he was closer to Mary Boy than I was.
Why did Bryce leave San Angelo, do you know?
Well, that I...
Did he just get tired of professional scouting?
I don't know. I wasn't here then when he left, left San Angelo. I just don't know.
He went to Dallas and sold insurance or did something. I don't know. He may have been on the professional staff up there.
I knew he sold insurance. But I wasn't here when he left.
said that you met him several times down in San Antonio.
San Antonio and Austin. He came over to visit me several times in Austin. I visited him a number of times in San Antonio.
Did you all reminisce about scouting in San Antonio?
We always talked about it.
Did he ever say what to him was the thing that he most talked about when you talked about scouting? Do you remember?
Well, no, not anything in particular, just general thing. He talked. The last time I saw him was not too long before I went in World War II, and that was after he and Bill had divorced.
Well, that was before World War II that they got a divorce?
I think so. I'm sure it was.
She has just died recently.
Bill has? I didn't know that.
I've been trying to reach her in Austin, and the phone's disconnected. I had a friend of mine trying to run it down, but I've heard that she was has passed away, apparently within the last year.
The last time I saw her was about 47, huh? Yeah, I guess it was around about 47 in Austin. Before the war, I was across several times in the
Yeah, they were real good friends, and the Alberts, I think, were good friends of theirs. Did Bryce Draper have any brothers or relatives or anything that would still be around?
He had a brother younger than me, and I...
You know where he lived?
I haven't the slightest idea. I don't know.
I don't know if
he's still living or where he lived. He was older than me. I was. I don't know whether he's still living or not. I can't even remember his first name.
Or where he lived.
I don't remember where he lived then. He didn't live in Fleden's name, so I just had met him. He visited here. I really don't know where he lived or anything about him.
What are some of the things you remember about San Angelo when you were a scout, before you went off to college? How did y'all get around transportation-wise?
Fortunately, I had a car, not really my own, but the use of the car all the time. And in fact, I drove to school, one to school when I was in junior high, only 12 years old. You wouldn't hear that now. But, and then I always had a car at my disposal. Family, I always had two, so I didn't have any trouble as far as transportation.
What were the roads like in those days when you drive like?
Well, most of them, of course, were dirt roads. They were main paved roads, the main streets of town, where the old trolley streetcar lines were there for years and years. And I can remember, riding the old trolley cars. I guess I wasn't over 5 or 6 years old when they finally quit them. But the rail lines were there for years and years before they were finally covered up.
How about the streets? Were they brick streets or
paved streets? There were quite a few brick streets, a lot of wood brick. And, I think Chadwick Beauregard had written a little brick. Main part of town.
What can you tell me about the schools that you went to and
all
did?
I went to Fort Concho War School, where I lived. At that time, the southwest part of town, of course, would be almost downtown now. And then the rest of them, my family, most of them went from Santa Rita School. I mean, my brothers and sisters, it was built about the time I not finished for Wisconsin or whatever. He's working San Jose, but they'll San Jose Scoot.
What do you remember about Scoot?
Well, Fort Johnson, of course, was over there in the Fort Johnson, Fort Johnson, and they had large playgrounds and parade grounds, and we played on baseball and softball there all the time. And then when I went to junior high school, it was 6th and 7th grade. It was down on Funner Lopes and a big old two-story biggest electric rock building, I don't remember. And it burned it for a long time after that, the engine was administrated. So I haven't been down that area in years, I'm sure. I guess it's still there, I'm sure it is.
Do you remember what y'all did in school or anything that happened in school as far as activities or things?
Well, we didn't have too much in the way of activity like they do now, like having school parties and dancing. They didn't allow too much of it then.
You just went to school and came home.
We're always working out after. Football, basketball.
Did you play any sports in school?
Oh, yeah, I played football, letter there, and basketball. I went out every year and played quite a bit, but I never did letter basketball. I wasn't very good at basketball.
What was the uniform like in football?
Well, we didn't have much protection on. I remember the headgear that I wore not only in high school, but the first 2 years in college. There's a little thin leather things on the top of your head.
Like aviator cap type thing?
I don't think it felt anything. I don't know why there weren't a lot more injuries back then than there were. I almost died from an injury incidentally when I was my first year at college from football injury.
Did you play at, the University of Texas? Or?
No, well, my first year at the University of Texas, I went out for a while, but the injury 2 years prior kind of took my thrill of football away from me. And I was offered a scholarship at the University of Tulsa, which is a pretty good football power at the time, and also at A&M. But my grandfather encouraged me to go to the University of Texas, and much to my sorrow, I did. I went down and talked to Clyde Littlefield to see if he got a scholarship, but he wouldn't give me one. And at about the same time I was there, Sam Ball came down to get one. I applied for one, and Littlefield turned him down, took Red Sheridan, who was a teammate of Ball's at Sweetwater. We played in high school. They were my last 2 years in high school and played, and they were freshmen and sophomores. And I went to junior college.
Where?
Which is now the University of Texas at Arlington. At that time, it was North Texas Agricultural.
You went there for 2 years?
I went there for 2 years.
And played football?
I was captain of the team, the football team. But as I said, I had a terrible injury the first year, and I lost a lot of enthusiasm.
What did you major in?
Well, I majored in business. I took pre-law, but I just never could get interested in law, and I didn't. Much to my grandfather's sorrow, I never did go anywhere in law.
He was an attorney?
Oh, yes.
Here in San Angelo?
My father was attorney with him, but he never did push me or encourage me to be a lawyer like my grandfather did. I think I listened too much to my grandfather.
Well, you got a degree where, from the University of Texas?
No, I didn't get a degree. I should have, but I didn't.
Accumulated a lot of hours.
Got a little depression, civil engineer, and everybody else. Street corner looking for a job.
What did you do after you got out of college?
While I was in college, I worked quite a bit. I worked at Texas Legislature while I was going to university. And then I went to work for Santa Fe Railroad. And worked there from 37 off and on to World War II, and then I went back to Santa Fe for a couple of years after the war.
What brought you back to San Angelo?
Well, I would have been married if it hadn't been for World War II, probably about 41. But then I was overseas for 3 years and another brain in there. I went back to and met the girl that I married in 47. And I gave up a real good job. I was in charge of putting in the centralized traffic control on the railroad. And I gave that up, and she had a good job in front of the banks.
In Tampa,
where I met her. And we both gave up a job and moved to San Angelo. And I started in real estate and building, which I'd always wanted to do. And I was pretty successful for a while, and then I had some bad luck, especially in the business part and the building part of it.
What are some of the additions or areas that you're most proud of that you built?
Well, I built in several different areas up in College Hill. I built about, I guess 12, 15 there, and I built some over in the northwest part of town, northwest of that town. And
over there by the dam or the?
No, that wasn't there then. It's the dam, it was too, but the town hadn't built up that far. The ones that I built were over not far from Robert A. Lee Junior High School. I built about 10 or 11 in that area. And I had quite a success for about 5 or 6 years, and then a couple of years ago, it wasn't so successful.
That's the nature of the building trade, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
What did you do after that?
Well, I stayed in the real estate insurance building. I didn't do much building after 61, 62, I guess, in the building. But I was real estate insurance business until I retired.
Well, going back to San Angelo and scouting in the early days, why'd you get in scouting?
Why?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd always wanted to. I guess, I don't know. I just wanted to be in. I was real interested.
Have fun. What kind of kids joined scouting in those days?
Well,
one of the men said that none of the ranch kids were in scouting. That was mostly the city kids that were involved in scouting. Do you remember?
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't say that. There were quite a few. At least their parents.
class kids or low income kids or a mixture
of all?
I
think it was just a mixture of all of them, from low income to middle class and even the sons of some of the wealthiest people in the family.
The fire chief, Parker, was active in scouting. What do you remember about him?
Well, he was real good to all of us. I mean, we'd go down and visit with him. He'd let us fly down the poles at the fire stations. And always was willing to go out and help us in anything on teaching various things in scouting, tying knots and things like that on the side where we'd always have competition.
There are a lot of stories in the paper about him always barbecuing something for the scout.
Yeah, he did. He did. I hadn't thought about that. But he didn't do a lot of that.
Who else was going to be involved? Do you remember they were active? Schubert, Rice Draper, Parker were real active here.
Well, the scoutmaster, Mr. Crotty, was real active. So I'm told him about that too.
I know Mr. Crowler of Crowler Hardware would be active in, and would be sort of.
Well, I think he was real active, but I think that was mostly before.
He wasn't real active when you were. He was a merit badge counselor for weather and for seamanship, I believe. Were you in that Sea Scout ship that they organized here shortly after?
No, I wasn't. I think that was organized after I left here. I'm not sure.
Wasn't active in it. Were most of the kids in scouting young kids, or were there a lot of high school kids or junior high kids in scouting? You know, you said you ran around with a group that was 2 or 3 years older than you, but of your peer group, the group that was your age, do you remember a lot of them still being in scouting by the time you got your Eagle, and had most of them dropped out?
No, there were quite a few of them that were still in it, that were still here, and Luke Colter, and Willard Grotty and Ralph Logan, John Logan, Sam, Chuba, Jake Wardlow, and a lot of them were still fairly interested in scouting up to the time that I left here, because I wasn't around at all after 32.
So you weren't here when the scout building was washed away, were you?
No. Well, I was, that was 1936. I was in the Texas Rangers on the grounds in Texas San Antonio. I wasn't an actual Texas Ranger, but I was a Texas Ranger on the San Antonio grounds and had full authority on the ground. And I left there around the 5th of September, came home for a few days and went back to the University of Texas. And just after I left, 2 or 3 days after I left, the university where they had that flood, and I wasn't here. But I knew all about it. I came right up to my mother and dad's yard, my backyard.
Where were they then?
They were living on the farm, well, on the at that time, I was living they had a big home on the corner of David and Washington, and I think they sold that just shortly before the, they take it back. Just after the flood, they sold that one and bought one on just across from it on Washington Drive, right behind the massive clubhouse. And the water had come up on the back of the house, and in fact, you had to climb up the steps to get to the
It came up
through the house about 2 or 3 feet. Didn't get in anything but underneath the main part of the house.
Everybody thought it was surprised that that was
really. Yeah.
1930 in the village, or at least I remember one of them saying that the 6-6 cabin had to get mud out of the cabin. And
it had water come up inside. I didn't quite see it. But that 36 bug, it wasn't something else. I don't know. I wasn't here.
From what you heard and saw about it, it was.
In fact, at Austin down in Colorado, much of the water came down there.
Did you, what did you know about Mrs. Draper or Elizabeth Fowler, as she was known? I guess they called her Viv.
Yeah.
The only thing I've been able to find out is that she had red hair. And she was young, and they used to get on her because she would go into the banks here in town with her shorts on, which was unheard of in that day. So she was sort of a barcacious type lady that really was more of an outdoorsman than she was a lady type, parlor type person. What else can you tell me about her?
Well, I don't know. I actually knew her best, I guess, after
Bryce married her.
Well, she, after Bryce married her, and then even after they divorced, well, I had occasion to see them, even up until I went overseas in World War II. I visited her, I was in San Antonio.
She was a young girl when Bryce, so I guess Bryce was young too.
I really don't know how. Of course, for a long time he seemed, any older person did, 7 or 8 years older. They, when you're young, it seems a lot older.
They really were.
But after I got up to 18 or 19, of course, Bryce didn't seem much older, but I have no idea how old he was.
Did Mr. and Mrs. Draper live there at the Scout Village? Has the Zocas had a room at the Scout Village, didn't they? They had remodeled a four-room tenant house, and one of the rooms was the Zoka room.
Yeah, there was one building there that was there for only a few of the Scouts.
That was the headquarters.
Kind of a social place to meet and talk. But I can't remember where Biff and Bryce lived.
They told me, people have told me that they actually lived in the village. Moved and lived in that house.
Well, they might have for a while. I don't
know. Maybe after you left.
Maybe after
I left. Zocas had a room on the second floor of the courthouse.
Yeah.
And I think the scout office is on the third floor.
Well, Zocas had a room way up the top. I think it was on the
third floor.
The top floor, whatever it was. And the scout office was the floor below.
What was the room? Was it just a small room?
No, it was a good sized room. I'd say it's probably 20 by 20, maybe not quite that much. It was a large room. We had some furniture and held all the meetings.
They talked about the Zocas having a monthly banquet on Saturday. They'd have their meetings, and then once a month they'd have a banquet, which probably meant they ate together once a month.
Well, that must have been after I left. We didn't do that.
The Zocas was mainly a social group, wasn't it?
Mostly social.
They had degrees in it. They talked about the first degree, second degree, and third degree. Do you remember anything about those or what they were?
No, frankly, I don't. I know I took all those degrees.
Were they just things?
Most of more other than the first one. The second and third degree is more
service?
Pardon?
Service or 10 meetings or?
Well, yeah, an examination of some kind. Very simple. I don't know. The initiation of the first degree was quite. I remember that very well.
Stories in the paper that Dwight wrote about poor Bouwar dressing up and having to go downtown.
Well,
in a girl's outfit, pulling a wagon.
Yeah, they had a show and things like that.
Scout troops had initiations too, didn't they? For the new kids that came in.
Well, I'm sure they did, but I don't remember.
You don't remember? What else can you tell me that you remember about scouting? I know you went on this trip on the Olympics. You might say a little about that, how that came about, how you went, what y'all did.
Well, of course, the Olympics is the main thing. We attended practically every.
This was the World Olympics in 30.
Some of the things that happened other than the Olympics, but I'll never forget. And I'm sure the ones that went down the Grand Canyon, I'm sure you've heard about that.
Yeah. What group were you with? They split up somewhere, didn't they? And one group went one place,
well,
and the other group went the other.
There were 25 of us on the trip, and all of them decided they wanted to walk down that canyon. And only four of us decided to be cooked, didn't go down there. And it's pretty rough. A few of them just couldn't make it out. Belker and I carried, went down and carried at least three of them back, maybe as much as, probably 400 or 500 yards. So
they just pooped out. They just could not come out.
And they had keys. A mule, donkey, whatever, passed them coming back up to Ed. Offered everything he had to one of them. He couldn't get any of them. Let him have his donkey or mule, or donkeys, I think it were. Some of them made it out very well, but there were a lot of them that just couldn't do it.
Y'all went to Yellowstone?
One group went to Yellowstone. About six of them. The rest of them didn't go. We went from San Francisco to Reno, and then Reno to Salt Lake City. And between Reno and Salt Lake City, one group in the car went north and went up Yellowstone and then met us. Lead of Medicine. Denver, I believe they joined us again in Denver, Colorado. I'm not sure.
I know Ed Keyes told me about the pledge they had made to never know. Never tell what went on at one of the stops they made at the motel. And it was Jack Lewis and that group.
Oh, yeah. Playing an eighth place. I was talking about that not too long ago. But it wasn't anything real terrible. Trouble, the latest was there too.
That's what I heard.
Where we didn't attend to read the budget. Jack turned out to be quite a minister, preacher, but he was pretty wild at that time.
Yeah, my wife, when she was at the University of Texas in the Christian Faith and Life Community, which he ran, and I knew Jack Lewis all the time that I was at the University of Texas. And then he finally went up to New York City, and I talked with him, or written him, or talked to him once on the phone. He's retired now.
Well,
I don't know whether he's ever come back to San Angelo.
I know Ruby, when we had the reunion, Ruby was visiting a bunch of us while we were there, and well, she was there. And she had all of us write a note.
That was a pretty nice reunion.
That's how it was.
Chance to get together and revisit. Do you have any photographs or anything of your scouting career at all?
No, I used to have quite a few, but everything that I had, not only my scouting, but just everything that I had while I was over North Africa most of the time, over 3 years, everything just disappeared.
Threw it out probably
I don't know what happened to it. I know in my parents' home, I'd say most of it was left. It was repainted. They repainted the house and did all the floors and then moved practically everything out in the big three-car garage that they had while they were doing the work. And one night, somebody broke in and stole a bunch of it. And I imagine that's where mine went, but I understand. I know it.
Your Eagle badge and everything?
The Eagle badge was gone. And just everything was scattered. But matter of fact, everything down there started going to World War II.
Did the Zocas have any type of identification? That a member was a Zoka. Everybody knew who the Zocas were. Did you wear anything particular on your uniform or have a...
No, I don't think it did. I don't recall. I don't think it did.
No one has ever mentioned it. I'm just wondering.
Even on that trip that we took when we wore a uniform, everyone used their own troop next to color, whatever it was.
No, there was no common next to it. Well, Doyle Magic, he went with y'all on that trip. Was he active in scouting in San Angelo when you were in scouting?
Yeah, Doyle was real active. And he handled all the commentary, everything on that trip. And we had a cook who went along with us. But Doyle did all the firing and everything that fell.
When did you move here?
When did I move here? But I've lived here. My family, I was born in Ballinger in 1913. My family lived over here in 1915. And I was gone inspected all the time from 1931 until 1947. But the rest of the time I lived here.
How long have you lived here at this address?
I built this house in 50s. Didn't intend to move in. I had another home that was built for us, and we liked it a lot better than this one, but it's a one that didn't sell, and I
finally moved in.
I moved in.
So you've been here about 30 years?